Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, so Mueller passed away. Robert Mueller, the special counsel from the Trump investigation. He was 81.
Wow. That's a chapter closing, for sure. I mean, regardless of your politics, that investigation was a huge deal.
Absolutely. And, predictable as ever, Trump's reaction is making headlines again.
Oh, let me guess. Something classy and respectful?
The opposite. Apparently, he said, "Good, I'm glad he's dead."
You are kidding me. That's, wow. Just, wow. Even for him, that's a new low. I mean, you can disagree with someone's work, but come on.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. The articles are all over the place, from Axios and the New York Times to CNN and NPR, covering both his death and Trump's colorful commentary.
It's like the news cycle can't even pause for a moment of somber reflection. It's just straight into the controversy.
Exactly. And The Atlantic has a piece arguing that Trump and Mueller are polar opposites, which, let's be honest, isn't exactly a groundbreaking revelation.
No kidding. Okay, what else is brewing?
So, Trump's threatening to send federal immigration agents to airports because of the DHS shutdown.
Wait, what? So, instead of, you know, solving the shutdown, he's going to deploy ICE to the airports? That sounds counterproductive.
That's the gist. He's saying if they don't reach a funding deal, ICE will be helping with airport security starting Monday.
Okay, so TSA agents are already stretched thin because of the shutdown, right? And his solution is to add ICE agents who aren't trained for airport security. Am I missing something?
You're not missing anything. It's a choice. And apparently, Elon Musk even offered to cover TSA agents' pay during the shutdown.
Seriously? So, Elon Musk is offering a more sensible solution than the president? That's a headline in itself.
Pretty much. Alright, shifting gears completely, Iran launched missiles at a US-UK military base in the Indian Ocean.
Whoa, okay, that's a big jump in escalation. What kind of base are we talking about?
Diego Garcia. It's a pretty remote but strategically important island. The articles are saying this shows off Iran's missile capabilities, particularly their range.
So, they're basically saying, hey, look what we can reach? That's concerning. Is this connected to the ongoing tensions?
Yeah, it looks like it, and there's another report that Iran also hit an Israeli town housing a nuclear facility in retaliation for a strike on Natanz.
Okay, so things are definitely heating up. We went from shutdowns to missile strikes real fast. What's the White House saying about all this?
That's the confusing part. Trump's sending mixed messages. He's talking about winding down the war with Iran and easing sanctions, but also adding more troops.
Classic Trump. So, basically, nobody knows what the actual policy is. Winding down and adding troops don't exactly go hand in hand.
Exactly. It's creating a lot of uncertainty, to say the least.
Well, that was a whirlwind. Mueller's passing, Trump's. Trumpisms, potential airport chaos, and missile strikes. All in a day's news. I need a drink.
Tell me about it. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Digest.